You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello and welcome to a brand new podcast, 10 Till Places, all things theater and performing arts. My name is Aaliyah Gardner and I will be your host. In this first episode, I'm going to be discussing how to maintain a full-time job while actively pursuing theater as a full-time profession. Some tips, tricks, and some of my personal experiences. So hopefully you will sit back, relax, grab your headphones, and enjoy. Before we delve into our topics for today, I wanted to give you guys a little bit of information about me, just so that you guys can get to know me a little bit better. I'm 21 years old. I currently live in Bristow, Virginia. I grew up in Bristow, moved to Florida for about 7 years, graduated high school at a performing arts high school. Shout out Westport High School and all my people from Westport. Go Wolfpack. It was a very incredible experience to be at Westport because they have such incredible arts programs. It's an arts high school. They have rock band, theater classes, directing, technical theater, and basically the entire theater department is run by students, run by and performed by students, which is insane. So I am incredibly grateful to have had that opportunity, and I don't think that I would be where I am today if it wasn't for Westport. So thank you, Janet Shelley, my incredible acting teacher. Thank you, Shannon Singley, the incredible technical theater teacher, and all of my peers who reside at Westport. So that's a little bit about my background. Once I graduated high school, I moved back up to Virginia. The day after I graduated, which was incredibly insane, but no need to worry, I'm doing just fine. I currently work at a children's fitness center. I'm the director of the children's fitness center, which is amazing. It's a great job, and I'm still out in the community trying to pursue the arts, which is amazing. So I've met some very interesting people throughout the process. I've been through a lot of different scenarios, so I feel like I am somewhat qualified to be able to speak on some of these topics. But before I even jump into our topic for the day, I just wanted to preface, this is just me talking about my personal experiences. Of course, I'm going to try to generalize it as best as I can, but everybody's life is different. Everybody's experiences are different. Some of what I have done in my life may not work for others, which is okay. Everybody has a different path and a different road. So if you end up trying some of the things that I have tried, no need to worry. Your path is still being made as we speak. So without further ado, let's jump right into maintaining a full job while actively pursuing the arts. Well, I wanted to start off with talking about the struggles of maintaining a full-time job while pursuing something that you're passionate about, because I've been doing it for quite some time now. Almost immediately after I graduated high school, I really didn't know where I was going with my life. I didn't know what I was doing because of a bunch of family reasons that I don't necessarily want to jump right into. But it was just very difficult to try to decide what I wanted to do, especially when college and university is being basically shoved down my throat the last few weeks of high school. And if I'm being honest, that was a time in my life where I was really just focused on the next day and where I was gonna be the next day, if I was gonna have somewhere to sleep the next day. I know that sounds very dark, but that's another conversation for another day. So college was really not on my radar at the time, which is okay. Because I had a very supportive family. My mother, shout out to her, which I am going to have her on my podcast because she is an incredible woman, and I believe that I wouldn't really be the person that I am without her. I know that's very cliche, but she is incredible. Shout out, Lauren, I love you. But yes, college was not on my radar. It was not my immediate choice. I was really just trying to be out here and survive, if I'm being honest. But all that I really was sure of was that I wanted to perform. I wanted experience. I wanted to learn. I wanted to get my hands dirty and get out there and fall and get back up and just learn. I wanted the experience because although Janet Shelley's teaching was absolutely amazing, of course, we don't necessarily have a whole lot of experience, especially with such a small town like Ocala. And there's not a whole lot of opportunities to go out and experience a professional audition unless you're in Orlando or any surrounding areas, which Orlando, Tampa, and Gainesville, Florida are really the only places that I can think of that have a pretty active theater scene. But this brings me into my first struggle, which of course is the scheduling. Because with me, I am a crazy human being. I will do as many opportunities and as many shows and gigs as I can possibly squeeze into my schedule. So I highly recommend finding a job that will allow you to have a flexible schedule and will be sympathetic towards your personal aspirations. So of course, this is not easy for everybody to do, which I completely understand. It took me a while to find, to feel comfortable in a job and feel happy in a job. But from my personal experience, I have worked at a job where I was working maybe 10, sometimes even 12 hour shifts and still going to a show right afterwards. And because they weren't understanding that I really needed the time, but because I'm a stubborn person, I pushed through and basically did whatever I could, which includes drinking a lot of coffee and a lot of Red Bull and just crashing in my car in whatever city that I'm in to take maybe a 15 to 20 minute nap before I have my call time. So yes, I know this is not an easy task for a whole lot of people because I know jobs are very important, but of course not everybody is at the job that they would necessarily like to have for the rest of their life. I don't know if I wanna be a children's fitness center director for the rest of my life, but I definitely know that I am comfortable where I am at the moment. You need to find some place that will respect you and respect your time while you're giving them your time as well. So yes, that is my first tip and struggle with it. Another struggle that came with it was money, of course. How are you making money? How are you paying your bills? How are you doing this with your money? How are you filling up your tank if you're driving an hour and a half to Maryland every day for rehearsal? That doesn't make any sense. Money is tight almost all the time. I was grateful to grow up in a upper middle class family. Of course, after moving out of that upper middle class family with my mother and her husband for quite some time, we did experience some struggles, which included a lot of struggles with money, which is fine because honestly, we figured it out. We were very, very
stubborn people that didn't necessarily take no for an answer. So, and I accredit that to my mother. Another shout out to Lauren. She's going to be on here, I'm sure. But she has taught me that to budget and to always look at my money, and those experiences have also made me, quite frankly, not want to make the same mistakes that my parents made. So I'm always very careful with my money. I prioritize my needs first before my wants. I know that Nintendo Switch is so cute. I know Animal Crossing just came out, but you need to eat. So yes, money is always going to be a struggle, no matter what you're doing when it comes to the arts. If you're very successful, which does happen, and you're on Broadway and you're doing all the shows and touring, which is incredible, and I'm so happy for you, and you don't necessarily have to worry about money, then please disregard this note. But of course, we talked about a lot of the struggles and the negatives. I want to really focus on some positives, because there are a lot of positive things that go into just jumping right into the industry, which includes establishing relationships first and foremost, because I have met so many incredible people just by simply going to an audition to a show that I didn't even book, going out into a cabaret at a local cafe and seeing other performers and talking to them and learning about their stories and basically establishing your brand in the community, who you are to all of these other performers and who you want to be seen as to all of these other performers. A lot of people will look at me and not necessarily think that I'm a professional actress. In my opinion, let me phrase that one more time, my opinion, the definition of professional as a noun is a person engaged or qualified in a profession. I am always engaged in the arts. I am always engaged in performing whenever I'm out in auditions. I'm always engaged no matter what. On Facebook, on social media, still listening to new shows, trying to widen my range, singing-wise, acting-wise, rehearsing monologues, asking for notes, doing workshops. I am a professional, whether you think that or not, because I am engaged in a profession. And yes, there are different tiers to being a professional. You can be a professional skateboarder and do all the competitions and win all the medals. And you can also be a professional singer and perform on cruise ships and at local cafes and just continue to sing for a living. But even though that professional job does not reach superstardom, that does not make you any less of a professional than any of those people that you applaud and meet at the stage door in New York. So that is my take on establishing your brand, because you are a professional whether you like it or not. So you gotta be really prepared to have everybody, all eyes on you, no matter where you are in the community, because the funniest thing about theater is everybody knows everybody, no matter what. It is one of the biggest industries, but everybody knows everyone. So be mindful and still establish your brand and meet people and talk. My next point would be experience, because goodness gracious, I cannot express this enough. Experience is so valuable. I am not a technical theater whiz. I really am not. I have never really been, but I really strongly believe that you are not a well-rounded actor if you do not know all the other aspects that go into the performance. If you're just standing on the stage and you're having an attitude or you're being disrespectful to your technicians, they are the ones making you look good. Understand why and how they make you look good. So I've been out in the community. Of course, I already mentioned previously that I used to work with Drama Kids International, which is the Drama Kids of Loudoun County. It is a children's theater company, which is really amazing. You go to the schools and you basically have a curriculum that you teach in your own way to the children for an hour. And if you stay long enough, hopefully you can get a script so that you can direct your own play with the children, which is really, really fun. It's a blast. I loved doing it. And honestly, I would love to do it again sometime, maybe in the future, I don't know. But it was an incredible experience. And it just really built me as a person behind the scenes. And I didn't stop there. I also staged managed my first production in Fairfax, Virginia with City of Fairfax Theater Company. Shout out to them, they're awesome. And that I called a show on the headset for the first time. And it was honestly very nerve-wracking, but everybody had faith in me and it was honestly amazing, and I found a new passion, stage management. I absolutely love stage management, and it's so much fun. And just seeing the show come together with the lights and the sound and the actors and the set, it's beautiful. So it's very important to stay active in the technical theater aspect as well. Get that experience, ask questions, ask for Google mentors and internships that you could possibly do. If you're in college, internships and apprenticeships are amazing because you can get points for your degree. So yes, just do your research and educate yourself on the different aspects of a production. So I also wanted to touch on before we go today a couple things that have helped me tremendously in keeping my life organized while all of this chaos still unfolds in front of me due to my own stupidity of wanting to do a million shows at once. So the number one item that I need whenever I'm doing a show or trying to pursue a show or a coffee shop, cabaret or whatever it may be, I have a planner or a journal. Because when you're crazy, like me, doing two shows at the same time, working a part-time job and a full-time job and still trying to maintain your sanity, you will forget a lot of things. So the planner has been incredibly helpful. I write down absolutely everything and anything. Even if I'm not registered for an audition, if I see it on Facebook or Instagram or Backstage or BroadwayWorld.com, I'll write it down really quick. And then on Monday, when I have my planner, I'll sit down on Monday and look through my planner, see what I need to prepare for, prep my book for any songs or any monologues that I need to memorize and rehearse, and then we'll go from there. It has been my love, my heart, my soul. It has really helped keep a lot of the chaos out of my brain, and putting it onto paper really, really saves me, because the phone technology can only be so reliable, because sometimes phones will die, sometimes phones will glitch. My phone is an older iPhone and it's doing pretty good, but of course it does have its moments sometimes where things don't save, or maybe I thought that I screenshotted an audition notice, like an open call, and I didn't. So I highly recommend writing things down. Keep a planner on you, an updated planner, and just take a look at it every Monday, scroll through it, and then plan out your week. My next tip and trick is surround yourself with people who understand. Because I have personally been in a lot of very toxic relationships with people who did not understand what I was doing, very manipulative relationships with people who don't understand. And you know, these relationships can be platonic, but they can also be romantic. So I highly recommend, this is not just a hobby in my eyes. It's not just a hobby, it is a lifestyle. You need to analyze the people that are surrounding you, understand if they understand, Get their point of view on what you're doing in your life. If they're supportive, that is all that you need. If they have questions, like, just skip rehearsal. By the way, do not ever ask a theater person to just skip rehearsal. Do you know how insulting that is? For those who aren't really theater people, do not just ask me to skip rehearsal. That's so disrespectful. No, absolutely not. It's disrespectful to me as an actor, and it's disrespectful to the entire cast, because if you're a lead or the ensemble person with that solo that you've been dying to sing and you miss rehearsal, that's just, it just throws everybody off. So of course, aside from your previously scheduled conflicts that you gave to your stage manager ahead of time, but I'm not going to get into that. Sorry for the side note. But yes, it's very important to surround yourself with the people that are understanding of you and supportive of you, because in this day and age, there are so many people who are seeking out people to basically leech off of, and you just need to understand why people are in your life. Why? Because they love you, or because they love that you're making money, or because they love that you can get them complimentary tickets for shows. Just start cutting off people. Point blank, period. That's it. And my last note before I go is, your happiness is the most important thing at the end of all of this. What you're passionate about is so important, whether nobody else thinks that it is or not. So along with cutting off people who bring that negativity into your life, cut off habits, cut off TV shows that rub you the wrong way, cut off certain posts on social media, because I know social media is flooded with lots of negativity that can be very consuming sometimes. So just focus on you and your own happiness and what you want to do and what you're passionate about, because it will shine through your performance. And that is everything that I have for this first episode of 10 Till Places. Hopefully you guys enjoyed this, and please leave a comment if you guys want to hear more. I have so many different ideas and so many people that I would love to chat with on this podcast. And just think of this as an open platform and an open conversation, because I'm still learning myself. So I want to learn with you guys. Thank you so much for watching, and I'll hear you guys in the next one.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah, not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.